Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, a rail crisis in Air India Express. More than 90 flights cancelled in less than 24 hours after a large number of senior cabin crew call in sick, fail to turn up, and then many switch off their phones. Thousands of passengers have been impacted. The government wants the airline to resolve the crisis. What's the inside story? We'll be talking to union leaders leading the Air India Express protests and bring you both sides of the story, what the management says and what the cabin crew have to say as well. This is the latest crisis for the Tata Group, looking in their massive foray in civil aviation to work well after Vistara pilots recently chose not to come to fly, which also resulted in massive flight cancellations. But that's a situation which has since been resolved somewhat. We've reached out to the management of Air India Express to be a part of this program. They chose not to participate today. We very much look forward to speaking to them in the future. Later on the program, Sam Pitroda, the veteran congressman and party's overseas unit chief, has stepped down from the post this evening amidst a huge political row over his controversial remarks that came amidst the massive seven-phase election. In an interview to The Statesman, Mr. Pitroda described India as a diverse country where people on the east look like Chinese, people on the west look like Arab, people on the north look like maybe white, and people in the south look like Africa. The Congress still firefighting over Mr. Pitroda's earlier comments on inheritance tax found itself in the middle of a fresh row that posed a challenge to allies like M.K. Stalin's DMK. But first, our top story. As Air India Express faces an unprecedented situation with nearly 90 flights cancelled, this was the situation which unfolded earlier today. Nearly 90 flights cancelled, all of a sudden, by Air India Express, a key part of the Tata Group of Airlines, which also includes Air India Vistara and Air Asia India. Senior cabin crew from all stations of the airline called in sick since last night, didn't turn up for work, many switched off their phones.
Actually, I'm supposed to fly today at 8:30 to Muscat. I came here at 5 o'clock in the morning, then I came to know it was cancelled.
With the crisis in the airline snowballing, talks are being held with the Chief Labour Commissioner, and the Ministry of Civil Aviation has told the airline to resolve the crisis as soon as possible, keeping passenger interests as top priority. NDTV has accessed hundreds of letters from cabin crew to the airline's management and a letter sent to the chairman of the Tata Group from the union representing them. The letter says there's growing unrest and dissatisfaction among employees. Several employees with impeccable records have been terminated. Air India Express employees have been offered lower job positions and essential allowances have been removed entirely. Management sources in the airline whom we've spoken to say they don't recognize the union and point out that employees need to accept the terms of a new contract post the acquisition of the airline with the Tata Group. Employees need to be accountable and are assessed for their performance. The airline is entirely transparent in conversations with workers. The big worry now, if talks between the Chief Labour Commissioner, the airline and union workers doesn't make any progress, the situation could snowball with successive flight cancellations over days. Thousands will continue to be impacted. For the Tatas, recent protests by pilots at Vistara and now this are signs that their massive foray into civil aviation comes with a series of challenges. Vishnu Shom for NDTV. Well, as Air India Express faces this unprecedented situation, as I mentioned, 90-odd flights cancelled, NDTV has learned that less than a week ago, the Regional Labour Commissioner in New Delhi, Ashok Perumalla, had, in a strongly worded letter, which I've actually got with me over here, written to the chairman of the Tata Group. And in that letter, also to the leadership of Air India, he stated that the company had not sent any responsible decision makers to any government conciliation proceedings with the aggrieved cabin crew of Air India Express. As many as 300 of these cabin crew members called in sick from last night. The numbers vary. These may not be very exact. They didn't turn up to work, though, in large numbers, throwing the airline into a crisis. The letter which I showed you says, "The concerns of the union are genuine. The management of Air India Express has not sent any responsible decision makers to any of the conciliation proceedings. Mismanagement and blatant violations of labour laws were apparent. The HR department tried to mislead the conciliation officer with wrong information. Now, sources within Air India Express say that they do not recognize the union as being legitimate. But shortly thereafter, we've also been able to access another letter, a letter, in fact, from the leadership of the airline. MD Alok Singh sent out a letter earlier today to workers in the airline. And that's an important letter because he describes the situation where he says, since last evening, over 100 of our cabin crew colleagues have reported sick prior to their rostered flight duty at the last minute, severely disrupting our operations. Because this operation was mostly by colleagues assigned L1 role, that's a certain position among cabin crew, the impact was disproportionate, disrupting 90-plus flights, even though other colleagues reported for duty. The disruptions have cascaded across the network, forcing us to curtail schedules over the next few days. We had to do this to cope with the non-availability of crew and to recover schedules. Besides other points, the airline also says that they are in a journey towards growth and transformation, which will make us one of the largest airlines in the region. Let's work together to embrace the transformation and change and support a competency-based, customer-centric organization that the market demands. So essentially saying that it's time people got used to a new system of assessments in the workplace and new professional requirements. Well, joining us now for more on this, we are joined by SVS Subramaniam. He's the National Executive Member of the Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, which represents the pilots, the cabin crew members of Air India Express. We're joined by Captain Amit Singh, founder of the Safety Matters Foundation, and Sanjay Lazar, who's an author and aviation consultant, who's been tracking this very, very closely indeed. Mr. Subramaniam, as I understand it, you are now in conversations with the Air India management, the union that you represent. Is there any chance of progress? Is there any chance of this deadlock ending very soon?
Good evening, Mr. Vishnu Som. As of now, we haven't received any communication. We are ready. We are ready to resolve the issue. We are not in the interest of prolonging this impasse. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh is a nationalistic organization. We believe in the interest of the nation. Our thing is first is the interest of the nation, then the industry in which we are working, and then we protect the rights of the workers. But
what I was led to believe is that there are conversations taking place with labor commissioners, the chief labor commissioner. That's not started.
Not yet.
And sir, the other point, Mr. Subramaniam, is that the airline says, and our sources in the airline are saying, that they don't recognize you as being a valid union which represents cabin crew. How would you respond to that?
We are representing, we are having around a membership of around 600. They give us protection. Workmen protection is given to us. Our members are protected under the Workmen Act also, Trade Union Act. The CLC, the RLC, ALC, they call us for the meetings. The management appears. The whole thing started with the merger. Tata is a very reputed brand, we admit. We respect that. But unfortunately, the Tatas are looking after their employees in other sectors very well. But when it comes to the airline sector, I don't know why this has started. Maybe, to my understanding, before privatization, the bureaucracy which was ruling the roost have come en bloc to the Air India Express in the privatized sector. So they believe that they're still working in the government sector and wants to dictate terms. This is not so. In any industry, the workers and the management have to go hold their hands together and go. Only one-sided approach does not solve problem. It will only create more complications.
But Mr. Subramaniam, there's another way of looking at it as well, that anybody who's been a part of a government setup, as have employees of Air India Express in the past, have to accept that in the corporate setup, there are new expectations. There is a philosophy of competence based on many factors. It's true of all private workplaces.
I don't deny it.
The point which is being made is that there is a transition process and that these workers have to come in line and that many of these expectations are what are in fact implemented in many airlines across the world, certainly in India.
Okay, sir. I don't deny it. But the management has to take the employees into confidence. Here, in this instance, the employees are kept in the dark. You see, today Mr. Sam Pitroda has given a statement about this one. The South Indians look like Africans and so on and so forth.
No, let's stick to the
Air India Express. Air India Express.
Yes.
After working for 15, 20 years, the cabin crew, they say your complexion is black. You don't have a place here. Your height is not commensurate with it. So after 15 years, they have worked here for 15, 20 years with the same height and same complexion. All of a sudden, if they say your height doesn't match us, where do these people go? Your complexion does not conform to our standards. Where do these people go? These kind of things. There are so many issues, hundreds of issues. Previously, they were given a single room to sleep in the night. Now, rooms are being shared and they are being hosted in a OYO room. You know very well, imagine the condition of the OYO rooms across the country. And there are so many stories about OYO rooms.
Sir, respectfully, I understand a couple of points because I am aware of the entire issue of appearance of cabin crew. It's problematic because it's something that's happened even in the past. But on the issue of sharing of rooms, when I travel on a shoot at the age of 50 after being on the working for almost 30 years, if required, I share a room. It's not a big deal. The expectations of somebody in the government may be very different from the expectations in the private sector. Right? And is that not what the key problem is? That's what the airline management seems to be suggesting.
No, we don't demand a 5-star facility or a 7-star facility, but whatever is to be provided has to be decent enough for the crew to take rest because they put long hours.
Right.
And this union has worked wonders during the COVID time. They have flown hundreds of thousands of sorties, evacuated the people from throughout the world, and any natural calamities, our people are going around taking all risks. Many people have died. Our members have died in the line of action during COVID, etc.
But Mr. Subramanian, as I understand what you're saying, some of it, not all of it. But in a situation like this, how would you respond to those who say that workers in an airline fulfill an essential function, right? And therefore, if 100 plus, some numbers say 300, say that they will not show up to work just before flights operate and start standing down from all sectors of the country, doesn't it inconvenience thousands of passengers on a daily basis? And this has a cascading effect. Is that fair to any traveler?
We have been engaging with the management for past several months or even a year. And we in BMS have addressed the top management in the Tatas 3 times in the last 1.5 years. And we don't even get an acknowledgement. We said we are working for the interest of the nation. Let us sit together across the table and sort out the issues. We'll find out an amicable solution. But there's no response from the management. Absolutely from the top leadership of the Tatas. For the last several weeks or months, our union has been writing to the management in Air India Express, listing out the grievances. They don't even talk to us or try to find solutions to settle the issues.
There is some merit in what you're saying over there. The letter which we reported a little while earlier on was a letter from the regional labor commissioner in Delhi, which has written to the leadership of the Tata Group, saying that they have to send accountable people, that wrong information and idiotic interpretations of legal provisions are being mentioned to them. So
a lot of
your concerns have been validated. And, you know, we've checked on
even the RLC
on the validity of this letter. It is
even
authentic.
The RLC has taken umbrage. You know, they don't send proper representatives to the meetings called the RLC.
Got it, Mr. Subramanian. Sanjay, let me come to you next. Firstly, from a larger perspective, with no solution of this crisis almost 24 hours on, what are the implications for passengers in the country?
Thank you, Vishnu, for having me on. And it's sad that, you know, it has come to this pass, first of all. I know both sides of the coin very well, having been on both sides for so many years. And I sympathize with the cabin crew. I also sympathize largely with many passengers. Going forward, you know, we are in a growth trajectory in India in aviation. We're growing at 8%. We expect, you know, our guidance is that we'll hit 15% in the next year. We must not forget over the last decade and a half, Air India Express has been the only profitable airline in the PSU basket. And, you know, it's these same employees we're talking about today who have got great profits for the government of India. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they run the most profitable routes that are available ex-India. So, you know, it's sad that, it's come to this. I believe, you know, like Mr. Subramaniam said, it's only about talking. You open a dialogue, sit across a table, have a cup of coffee. So much can be resolved. On the other side, I look at, you know, the genesis of these problems, and I can see, you know, we are attempting an extremely challenging merger, on the one side, you know, with four companies, which has really not been done. And I have no doubt that it will be successful in the long run. However, there is, you know, some imbalance that appears at every stage of every merger. Here it is, you know, one was a LCC purely, you know, of contractual employees. One was an LCC which had some permanent, some contractual. So I believe that when they sat down, and I know the Tatas have appointed big consultants who've looked into fitment, who've looked into salaries. I believe maybe a few things may have been missed. I think HR is a function that needs to be, you know, looked at very closely. And perhaps in the larger picture, I would expect, you know, the CEO, like you rightly said, has put out some mail or letter to the staff. I hope he opens doors to talk to Mr. Subramaniam and you know, the others so that they can find peace. Because, you know, Air India Express is going to be the bulwark of this Air India group to go forward in the Middle East and the Southeast Asia to reap rewards and you know, capture markets from Scoot and Air Asia International and Indigo as well domestically. So, you know, we look forward to that. And you need all these crew. You need the pilots. You need everybody on board in such a large carrier.
You know, there's a statement which has come from Air India Express in just the last few moments. I'm just going to read that out. We'll have graphics prepared on that in a little while. This is important for passengers. Air India Express would like to reassure all guests of its firm commitment to minimize inconvenience caused to them because of a small section of our cabin crew reporting sick at the last minute, disrupting the airline's operations. Keeping guest convenience in mind, we mobilized all our resources, revised our flight schedule. We are accommodating affected guests on alternative flights, including those of group airlines. So this is an important step to ensure that they reach their destinations at the earliest. We request guests book to fly with us, et cetera, to check on their status. Amit Singh, just a quick reaction to this. This is where I suppose being Air India and the Tata Group helps because they've got aircraft with them. It's not just Air India Express. The fact that they are deploying group airlines to reach out to those passengers who've been affected by this strike of sorts, you know, I mean, it would perhaps ease the situation. Would you agree?
Definitely, it would help. Additional numbers do help. But the whole point is that why do we have to reach such a situation wherein there is a breakdown? We saw it in Vistara too. So people on top obviously know what's brewing before it blows open into a situation like this. So we have seen in the past when Indian Airlines was there, there were strikes. Notices were given, proper notice was given that a strike notice, so many days of strike notice. The management prepared in advance flight curtailment or leasing or getting help from others. So there was an option to protect the interests of the passenger. So who's on top? The passenger is on top. And who gets affected? Here, the passenger is not aware at the last minute when you reach the airport, you're told that there's a strike or people have reported strike, flights cancelled. So people, especially traveling on Air India Express, do not have big budgets. They are traveling for work, not mainly for business. So they need to reach their destination. So the point is that there has to be a means or a channel of communication. Here, that communication channel, obviously, either the management was adamant that we will not acknowledge any communication and we will force them to break down, which led them to such a situation. So passengers' rights have to be protected. There is no body which is looking into the passenger rights right now. Even we have a passenger charter, but that is hidden somewhere. So it is not displayed in the open that what is... Can a passenger expect an alternative arrangement or accommodation, meals, etc.? We've seen it in other disruptions also. So there has to be always, the airlines have an operation control center for managing contingencies. So this is a contingency. So they have to get into that mode to deploy all available services.
Mr. Subramaniam, how many cabin crew members are part of this protest? Are you using the word strike?
Around 300.
And all of them, and as I understand it, from every part of the country,
I don't have an exact figure, but throughout India, they are reporting sick. All these cabin crew members on their own accord also, individually also, they have sent communication to the management. Perhaps the management thought to overlook these things. They were not prepared for this action. From time to time, for the last 15-20 days, all the cabin crew members have been alerting the management that these are our grievances. Please listen to us. Please talk to us. But unfortunately, the management turned a deaf ear.
Right.
The management at the highest level in the Tatas, maybe they are not aware of the ground situation. If the management is watching this debate, I would urge the Tata's top management to call for a dialogue with the Bharati Mazdoor Sangh to resolve the things. We are there to see that the issue is amicably resolved and the passengers are not put to much inconvenience. Our motto is to serve the nation. We are prepared to sacrifice certain things from our end, but what we need is basically the management should come to a negotiating table.
All right. Well, we'll leave it over there. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Thousands of passengers impacted today. Unclear how many passengers will be impacted tomorrow. The airline, very importantly, is trying to accommodate these passengers on alternative flights, including flights from group airlines. In other words, Vistara and Air India. So let's see if that happens. Thank you all very much for being with us.